One of your agency's acquisition strategies might disappear. A rewrite of the Federal Acquisition Regulation sets new requirements for blanket purchase agreements. The goal is to promote competition for new contracts. Roger Waldron's president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and he says the rewrite may have some unintended consequences for federal agencies. Roger, thanks for being on the program as always, my friend. What is at stake here with the FAR 8.4 rewrite, and what is FAR 8.4 anyway?
FAR 8.4, Francis. Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And we're really getting kind of geeky here with some acquisition regulations. But
that's what we do, isn't it?
Right. I'll do my best. FAR 8.4 is the Federal Acquisition Regulation 8.4 are the regulations governing the ordering off the GSA Schedules program. And these regulations were rewritten a while back, and what they did is require additional competition at the task order level. This was mandated by law. Congress passed a law increasing the competition requirements at the task order level. As a result, FAR 8.4 had to be rewritten to add the additional competition requirements. But another feature that the rewrite addressed was, as you mentioned, blanket purchase agreements, and it established competition requirements for those. You know, a blanket purchase agreement is essentially an agreement between an agency and a contractor for an estimated set of requirements over a period of time. It's almost like it is agreement. It's like an order as well, only just an order that's not as well defined typically, and it's for a series of estimated requirements, that sort of thing. And in the past, before the rewrite, these blanket purchase agreements could be a single award or a multiple award. So you could think of it like an IDIQ contract within the contract to a certain extent. And I'm sure I'm getting too geeky. But the single award BPA was a tool that where agencies would say, hey, you know what, over 6 months, I know I'm going to buy 3,000 laptops. And they'll go up to GSA schedule contractors and say, give me your best price for the next 6 months for an estimated quantity of 3,000 laptops. They'd have the competition. They'd award one single BPA to whoever gave them the best deal, the best value. Then they would just place orders against that BPA. So, and that was the standard procedure. It helped leverage requirements. It helped agencies take advantage of their specific requirements using the GSA Schedules program. And essentially, it allowed them, it's a tool in the toolbox to get a better price. Well, what the rewrite did is in that fact pattern I just gave you, it creates a preference for awarding multiple BPAs. And then, so you'd have 4, 5, 6 BPAs in place for the same requirement, and then you have to then subsequently compete amongst those 4 or 5. So what that does, it essentially, it creates an extra step in the process, and it just, and the companies aren't going to give the best price to get the BPA because they know they've got to compete again at the order level underneath that. So it's a tool in the toolbox that really helps agencies leverage agency-specific requirements and award to one company for a period of time to meet all those requirements. That's where you get the best deal. You know, the multiple award BPA process is just more process designed to somehow increase competition when I think it's having the opposite effect. It actually increased transactional cost over time for both contractors and for agencies.
And that's the unintended consequence that I alluded to. This is an issue that you've been looking at for a long time at the Coalition, Roger, and you kind of saw this coming from what I read.
Yeah, we when we commented on the rule, we said this would increase that by making it harder to do single award BPAs, you'd increase contract duplication because people would find it too hard to use the schedules. And I can tell you, we hear from companies who are saying the momentum in terms of new contracts that duplicate what they already have and pre-existing contracts like the schedules or like the GWACs is actually on the rise. I attributed some of it to the complexity of the ordering procedures that were put in place. The other concern that it reflects is a form of duplication. Think of it this way. GSA puts in place the GSA schedule contract. Then it has to, if you're an agency and you want to do a BPA, you've got a preference for multiple award BPAs. So then you've got to compete those multiple award BPAs. That's step step two. You know, step one is getting your schedule if you're a contractor. Step two is competing for one of these BPAs. Then step three is you have to compete for the orders under the BPAs. That's vertical contract duplication, three different pricing points. A much more efficient and effective way is either to compete, have a task order competition directly against a schedule contract, or establish a single award BPA based on some set of requirements that the agency knows it's going to have to buy over a period of time. That's more efficient. It saves everybody money, and it enhances competition in the long run because it creates more opportunity from the agencies for those specific requirements. And you can see it in the office supply OS2 BPAs that's put in place. For any requirement over $150,000, agencies would have to compete that requirement amongst those 13 BPA holders. An agency would have got a much better deal than OS2 if they had taken their specific requirements, laid them out for 2 or 3 years, and said, this is what I'm going to buy in terms of office supplies. I'm going to award to one guy and one BPA. Give me your best price. I guarantee you that agency would have got a better deal and saved a lot of time and effort doing that than GSA taking the schedule contract, putting in place the OS2 BPAs, and then requiring the competition underneath that. It's adding a step in the process that's completely unnecessary.
Roger Waldron's the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. This rewrite happened because of a requirement in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2009. So I imagine it would take another act of Congress. It would take a provision stuck in some other bill to rewrite, or I guess to unrewrite, the FAR subpart 8.4 back to the way that it was, right?
Well, you know, sometimes you think that it seems like it does often take an act of Congress to get something changed, but in this case, I don't think that would be be a concern, because the statute, the section 863 of the NDAA specifically address task order competitions. So, you know, this preference between multiple award BPAs versus single award BPAs is not statutorily based. So at a minimum, GSA could make it clear, or the FAR could make it clear, that multiple award BPAs and single award BPAs are on par, that you've got to make a good business decision. Right now, the regulation says, to the maximum extent practical, you must do a multiple award BPA. Well, you know what? That means at the contracting level and the contracting officer level, that means I shouldn't be doing a single award BPA. They should rewrite that and fix that. And another aspect of it, quite frankly, Francis, is training. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to explain the intricacies of multiple award BPAs and single award BPAs and how they effectively can be used. And that's something that GSA has a responsibility to make sure agencies understand that they could, in fact, if they work at it, do a single award BPA. At the same time, they try to make it easier for them to do it as well.